For generations, Fresno residents have laughed and cried with the actors of the Good Company Players. Now celebrating 40 years on the stage in Fresno's Tower District, the Community Theater Company and its founder Dan Pisano are the subject of a new ebook from Fresno Bee Features writer Donald Monroe called The Company We Keep. It's available for download on the Kindle store and on iTunes. Both Donald Monroe and Dan Pisano join us now to talk about it and the company's anniversary. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Joe.
Thank you very much.
Donald, I want to start with you. This is something of a departure for you and the Bee and from what you normally do as a features writer. This is a 20,000-word ebook. It's the first one that the Bee has done that I'm aware of. There have been some other publications that have done ebooks. The Bakersfield Californian has been doing this for a while. Why this story? Why an ebook in this case?
Well, we decided, first of all, that we knew that we were going to cover this story really well because Good Company is such a treasured part of the community. And as I started thinking about how I'm going to cover this story, I thought to myself, why not use this as kind of an experiment for our first ebook? And so I pitched the idea to all the editors involved. And then more importantly, I pitched it to Dan and his family, and they agreed to, spend the time that it would take to do a project like this. And we just got rolling.
And 20,000 words, that's considerably larger than a feature in Spotlight or in
it the is. It's very, very much longer. And I actually had a really good time putting it together. It was fun to be able to get in depth and to have different chapters in the book talk about various parts of the company's history and to talk about Dan and his wonderful family.
What was that like, sort of immersing yourself in Dan, and first for you, Donald, then I'll hear from Dan and his thoughts.
Well, I think Dan referred to the whole process as watching paint dry on more than one occasion. But to me, I thought it was fascinating. We all are aware of what Dan does on stage and also that he directs a lot of shows there. But there are so many things he does behind the scenes. And so that was one of the best parts of this project, was just to be able to kind of follow him around a little and watch him do everything from record the phone message for the next show to giving that final farewell and the final expense checks to the cast of the departing show.
Dan, did you have any second thoughts when Donald said he wanted to do this book?
I just worried about him. I thought of all the times that you got an assignment at school and they said, okay, you have to write 200 words. And I remember thinking, 200 words? I don't know 200 words. So for someone to take on that project and so carefully, so thoroughly, I couldn't understand how he could not be bored out of his tree with this. But I just think we have known, first of all, I would say over 40 years, the Bee has been very important to our lifeblood anyway. And I think Donald's underrated in terms of his contribution to all of the arts groups. So there's a secure friendship and professional trust and all of that that's been built up. So, I knew he would approach it in the way he does approach things, thoroughly and fact-checking and all of that. But it just struck me that anybody that would want to follow us around, really, they better get their running shoes on in the first place. And he did a great job of it. So I wasn't threatened in any way. I didn't edit my usual language or anything that I can recall.
Not at all. They almost put me to work a couple times, too.
Yeah, that is true.
You've been known to do that.
Yes, yes.
Again, we're talking with Dan Pisano, founder of the Good Company Players in Fresno, now celebrating 40 years on the stage in our community, and Donald Monroe, feature writers for the Fresno Bee and the author of a new ebook called The Company We Keep about the company's 40th anniversary. Dan, 40 years ago, did you have any idea what you were getting into?
No, and that's probably why we made it. The cliche is the next 10 minutes. I don't really believe we ever looked past what was going to be the next night, whether it be the rehearsal or what has to happen with the set or anything. I think we knew that the abilities were there. So, we always have a lot of potential, and we've always found a lot of potential and hopefully developed it. But I don't think you do much more than sit down in February to plan the next season and think of it in that regard, just one foot in front of the other.
It might have been easier in some respects to sit back and let somebody else take on this task, to let somebody else found a company like what GCP has become. Why did you do it?
Well, I think the moons were in the right place. We had talented people that were appropriately arrogant. We knew that we were good and wanted to share that. We thought we could do something special. I don't know that there's ever a why in there. I think it happens. I think when you're together and you know you have something and you're driven, you know, theater is like that. It's something that it's no fun talking about it. You know, we wanted to do it. And so I believe that's as much a part of it as anything, just having the right people and the right opportunity.
Donald, Dan is such a character himself. For those of us who know him, for our listeners who may not have firsthand experience with him, he's obviously central to the company and its success. How would you describe him?
Well, careful.
Yes, very, very carefully. You know, Dan is a quiet person in many ways. He is a very reserved person. And I think that might come as a surprise to people who've seen him in all sorts of characters on stage. But he isn't the kind of person I feel who comes into a room and dominates it. And I think a lot of people have this idea that actors are very outsized personalities. Now, he also has a very commanding presence. And so especially when he walks into a room with his actors, they all know that he's there. But it was interesting to see him interact with the people he works so closely with. He also, I really feel, has a tremendous sense of loyalty to the people that he works with. You know, he told me that he has two families. I mean, it's his wife and daughter, but also those folks who have been with him for so many years working at the company. And you really sense that when you walk into the office. I mean, these people are in it together. And I think that's one thing that I was really struck by.
You've covered a lot of different arts organizations, a lot of different theater groups. The average lifespan is, let's this be generous and say, a bit shorter than 40 years.
It is. It's tough to keep a theater company together. And I think most really successful theater companies have a very strong central character who is at the heart of that company. And I think Dan has really served that role, or GCP.
Dan, what do you think not the secret, because I don't know that there is a secret, but what do you think the ingredients have been to your success in longevity in this area?
Well, I think we have huge pride in our work. I think our expectations are high. Higher of ourselves than they would ever allow the audience to have expectations of us even. We expect to give them their money's worth, et cetera, but we know quicker than they'll ever know whether we're doing the job that night or during the run of that show, and we stay after it. So I think high expectations is part of it, and I think everybody on staff shares that. And then, you know, an important ingredient for my staff, and they are so important to what we've accomplished, is we kind of share a sense of humor so that we're able to keep it going without actually going up on the rocks. We have a rule. We never yell at rehearsals. Every once in a while something goes wrong and you'll yell freeze or something at tech rehearsals. Usually you have a lot of that, but we don't. We agree to keep it quiet and solve it. So I'd say, you know, pride and consistency and sanity.
Was there ever a time when you thought, why am I doing this? Is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? Is this where we should be going? Is this what I should be spending my life's work on?
Not so much life's work on it, but I'd have to say I'm doing Fiddler on the Roof right now, and I have that thought just before I go out to sing Rich Man every night. You know, I think here goes 5 minutes out of everybody's life. And I think there are doubts. There are doubts. Not, I think, personal as well as company-wise. Sometimes we just get our feelings hurt. One of the most wonderful things about the book is I wasn't sure anybody noticed. You know, a lot of people have chimed in the book and said wonderful things and been very kind and written us lately. And it's not that I don't know that they're there, but you don't know until somebody says something that they notice. And so, you know, those are the moments where you're just working and plugging along and you're wondering, is anybody there? Is anybody out there?
Turning back to Donald Monroe, what do you think GCP has meant for the community as a whole, both the immediate arts community and then the folks who go to the shows, mm-hmm. the community at large?
Well, I think it's meant a great deal, specifically to the theater scene. I think the Fresno theater scene is really alive right now. And if you were to trace back the genealogy of these newer companies that have come along, I mean, GCP is just in the DNA. I mean, it was there. I think its consistency, what Dan has often referred or talks about in terms of consistency of the product, it's created an audience in Fresno who knows that they can get quality theater, and they're willing to take that risk. They're willing to part with their precious dollars to go out and experience live theater. You know, live theater has so many obstacles today in terms of all the different entertainments that are out there. You know, we've become so much more of a passive society. I mean, you can just sit on your couch and download Netflix all night. And so to actually get somebody out to the theater, I think GCP has really made Fresno a much brighter place.
At the risk of using 21st century corporate speak to describe an artistic endeavor, what you're really talking about is the Good Company Players brand is really strong.
It is, definitely. And that's something that you just can't move in, and you can't accomplish that in just a season or two. It's really something that takes a while. You know, I was talking to a neighbor of mine who read some of the stories that we ran in the paper that excerpted parts of the book, and she told me about going to see a production of 12 Angry Men. This was years ago. It was the first time that she'd been to live theater. And she still got chills yesterday when she was telling me about that moment. And I don't know what it was about that show that touched her so much, but it was an important part of her life. And I never knew that she went to the theater, that something like that could touch someone I knew in that way.
Dan, you've touched a lot of lives through your work, through the company's work. What is that like, hearing those stories, people talking about a show from 15 years ago, 20 years ago? I remember this. I remember that. You played such an important role in the lives of so many what are now acclaimed artists. I don't even have to read the list because we all know them. But what's that been like, being reminded of that and going through this process, going through the 40th anniversary, the big production you had? What has that been like?
Well, that's the most emotional part of it. There's no doubt about it. You know, I've said that I don't think you take credit. Credit has to be given. And if this is about all of Good Company Players, not specifically me, but if this experience has made a difference to audience or performers or something, and they tell us that after the fact, that's a huge review. That's as nice a thing as can happen to you. And so we've heard from a lot of young people that are now over 30 and over 40. They're mad at me for saying that, but have gone through the program. And they all kind of say the same things that are important to us about self-discipline and consideration and being polite and being on time and being prepared and how that applies to the rest of your life. And for audience members, they have specific memories and they have watched people and will tell you that they knew without a doubt the first time they ever saw Audra in the junior company, Audra McDonald, that she was going to win 5 Tonys. I mean, we all have that proprietorship. So it's very rewarding, very.
We're talking with Dan Pisano, founder of the Good Company Players, and Donald Monroe of the Fresno Bee, and the author of a new ebook called The Company We Keep. Donald, turning back to you, there's a business side to this story as well. And one thing that makes Good Company Players maybe a little bit different than a lot of the other arts organizations in our community is They're a for-profit business. They are a family business, as you describe in your book. Talk about that aspect of it and what you see from your perspective as a reporter covering this story and how that's maybe affected them and what they do on a daily basis.
Well, I mean, it is a pretty remarkable story. Most theater companies in this country are nonprofit. And indeed, GCP did have a tiny stint for about 6 months, I think it was, that it did try the nonprofit route. But there are a lot of challenges in running a nonprofit organization, including having to sort of give up some creative control and then also having to fill out a lot of paperwork. And so I think it's really interesting that Dan and his family kind of chose this route. Now, it also means that they have to be even more responsive to the audience than if it were a nonprofit organization. Although that's not really the case either, because nonprofits ultimately do. They just can't keep producing stuff that people don't go to see. But Dan is very forthright about putting people in the seats, and to him the audience is all important. And as he says, if there isn't an audience there, then there isn't really a show going on. And so I think it's interesting that the organization has taken that route over the years.
Is it tough to wear both of those hats, one businessman, one artist?
Yes. Although I think they all blend together. I think the decisions you make when you're doing season selection are those times where the artist in you probably tugs pretty hard at some of your favorite projects, and the businessman says, yes, but I have a staff of seven people, full-time people in the shops, and another five people in the office, etc. So I'm making a decision. We're all making a decision based on the facts there. So, yeah, I think there's a tug.
You just celebrated your 40th anniversary. What about the next 40 years? What does the future hold for Good Company Players? What are your intentions? This is something you've been involved with from the beginning. Does this have a future beyond your involvement with the company at some point?
Well, I hope so. You know, people have remarked at how old I am, and so I don't buy green bananas. You know that joke. As George Burns said, I can't really die. I'm booked. But my family is certainly an important part of it. But my family includes the rest of the staff: David Pearson, Ginger Lewis, and Linda Thayer, and all of the people on staff. They're what will keep the ball rolling. I intend to, as I say, we're selling seats for next year because we're here. And so that's the here about it. That's the next 10 minutes.
Before we go, gentlemen, I want to give both of you an opportunity to tell our listeners one more time about your individual projects. Donald, your book.
Well, I would remind people that you actually don't have to own an e-book reader or a tablet device to actually read this project. You can you can get it online through Amazon or through a website called Vook. That's VOOK.com, and you can just basically read it on your computer. So I've had some people asking me, how can I read this? I don't have a Kindle. And it's like, well, it's pretty easy to do.
And Dan, you're in production of Fiddler on the Roof right now.
Well, Fiddler on the Roof goes to the 14th, but a good example of where our life goes on, we have a brand new show called Curtains. Very funny whodunit. The leading lady is so bad that they kill her and everybody celebrates. It's our dream of what we would do with a performer that really is terrible. And we spend the show trying to solve it. So we're excited about that. That's a July 18th opening, and it's something new. And so we're all – and my family's involved, and so I get to be an audience for a while.
Family, indeed, in more ways than one. Again, our guests today have been Dan Pisano, the founder of Fresno's Good Company Players, celebrating 40 years on the stage in Fresno's Tower District, and Donald Monroe of the Fresno Bee. He is the author of a new ebook called The Company We Keep. It's available online at your favorite ebook retailer. Gentlemen, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.